you know, with everything going on, who better to talk to than an expert about some of this? You know, we're wondering aloud, you know, has this affected people already? Brian, you asked the question in the last segment. Is this affecting people's allergies? So many questions as we, once again, I think it needs to be reiterated. We're seeing things that, quite frankly, we haven't seen before. So, and being the fine producer that she is, reached out to an expert. Let's welcome in our expert from the Corewell Health Department, pulmonologist, allergist, Dr. Devang Doshi. Dr. Doshi, first of all, thanks so much for your time this morning. Thanks for joining us here on 760 WJR. How are you?
Good. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you, Dr. Doshi. I mean, first, let's start with this incredible plume that seems to be encompassing so many areas of our nation right now. This causes health problems in what way, but for so many people?
Yeah, so I mean, this is it's a little bit of an unusual circumstance. Obviously, as you alluded to, the smoke actually is causing dangerous breathing conditions for people that suffer from chronic respiratory conditions, asthma, COPD. But even healthy people breathing this this unhealthy air is not good for us.
You know, it's interesting. I heard a report from New York just a few moments ago along those lines, Dr. Doshi, that they were literally telling people, hey, keep your outside activities to a minimum. I mean, that's how bad it is in New York. Are we at that spot in Detroit where you would tell people, maybe it's a better idea to shorten your walk or shorten your bike ride? Is it that type of situation right now, Dr. Doshi?
Yeah, you know, for the next couple of days, probably not a bad idea to minimize or limit activity, especially if you have some underlying respiratory history or allergy history, you know, because of the pollen outside that we always see, you know, that is now going to be increased with all of this particulate matter from the smoke and the air quality. So, you know, people that are already having respiratory issues with the pollen are probably going to be much worse because of the smoke pollution on top of that. So, you know, people that normally suffer this time of year, is probably best to really minimize things that we don't necessarily have to do over the next couple of days outside, and maybe minimize things and keep our windows closed. And if we have those air purifiers, maybe run those inside the house so we can kind of keep our environment clean.
Dr. Devang Doshi, kindly joining us from the Corewell Health Group. Dr. Doshi, as I mentioned, our engineer Brian this morning was thinking out loud, you know, what does this do for the allergies? Is this helping allergy sufferers? Is it hurting allergy sufferers? I made reference that the white fuzzies are at an all-time high in my neck of the woods out here in Northville. I mean, honestly, there are areas where it looks like there's a blanket of snow. Is this making things worse, or dare I say better, with this smoke around?
Yeah, it's actually probably making it worse because the pollen is not going anywhere. So the pollen is definitely still there outside until we get some good rain to settle things down. And then on top of that, if we're already inflamed in the sense that our nasal passages, respiratory tract, et cetera, is already irritated from all the pollen, the smoke and the pollution now with the air quality is already going to make things much worse now for us because we're already irritated, and then the smoke adds as another layer on top of that irritation that already may be there.
Well, you stole my thunder, no pun intended, in regards to one of the ways to dissipate this. This is simple, and I know you're a pulmonologist and allergist, but is this as simple as perhaps getting a little rain in here to dissipate some of this in the atmosphere? As you well know, I mean, I've been saying it all morning, we haven't had a drop of rain where I live in 20 days. Would this help us do away with at least some of this in the atmosphere?
Absolutely. So the rain is definitely going to help minimize and decrease some of the pollen counts that we have that's just repetitively circulating with the drier conditions. So getting some of the rain in here and sort of minimizing some of the pollen outside is going to make things a lot better for a lot of the allergy sufferers. And in short, you know, as long as the air quality seems to improve over the course of the weekend and with the air currents, and hopefully we'll be in much better shape early next week.
Well, not only is he a pulmonologist and an allergist, but a junior meteorologist as well. We appreciate that. I think a lot of people out there, Dr. Doshi, are hoping for that rain as well. Hey, tell us once again, our guest, Dr. Devang Doshi, kindly joining us here from the Corewell Health Group. Tell us about the type of things that people can do. You know, look, sometimes you got to go outside, you got to go here, you got to go there. There's been so much talk about masks in the last couple of years. Would a mask help somebody that has some of those elevated health issues that might be affected?
Absolutely. So, you know, pulling out those N95s or KN95 masks, if you're going to spend some time outside, it's really going to help minimize and filter out, you know, not only the pollen particles, but it's also going to minimize the particulate matter that we may be inhaling with the smoke and the bad air quality that we have right now. So, you know, getting those masks out if you're going to spend time or if you want to go for a walk, definitely do that. So that's going to minimize a lot of the irritation that you may get in the nasal passages, sinuses, but certainly for those patients that have underlying respiratory issues like asthma and COPD, it's going to make breathing a lot easier.
You know, Dr. Doshi, as a doctor, as a human being, I'm sure the last couple of years have been chock full of, wow, I've never seen this one before, from the pandemic to now this. Do you remember something like this where the air quality was so bad and quite frankly dangerous for so many people, not just in our area, but I'm sure you saw some of the footage yesterday from D.C. and Philadelphia and New York. Do you remember anything like this where in mass it was just such a bad scene for so many people?
Yeah, I mean, certainly we haven't seen anything like this in our area, but certain parts of Asia, you know, a couple of years ago, I remember vividly the canceled flights and the visibility was barely 50 feet because of pollution. And so everything had shut down and there were concerns about, you know, chronic health issues. Mainly because of the air quality being so poor that everything literally had to shut down for days until a lot of that smog lifted. But something like this, we have not seen ever that I can remember in this area, and certainly not in the U.S., you know, unless there have been some fires and things of that nature in California and whatnot, but nothing in recent memory.
Well, doctor's orders, make sure you limit some of the stuff out there right now. It's just not good for anybody, not just the people at high risk. It's not good for anybody. And we certainly appreciate the knowledge this morning. Once again, Dr. Devang Doshi from the Corewell Health, pulmonologist, allergist. Thank you very much. And doctor, hopefully we get some of that rain that you talk about for a myriad of reasons. We really appreciate you taking the time and chatting with us this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you again.
Thank you, Dr. Doshi, as well.